didn't find a peace in it, in the thing of everything. Vintena.
So we saw last time that both these three drashes mean that when the Gemara says in Chida Be'eved, it doesn't mean that he's Yetz Lechios Legamre. He still requires the Kashicho. But in Chida Be'eved means also Listabite. So in effect it means that only the Kiyan Momin is Boka, and the Kiyan Yisar is not Boka. Now we have to understand that Monifshah, if it is Mishtar, he gave Mishtar Shekho. He gave Mishtar Shekho. I mean, when it says Kol Nechasek Nun Loch, so it's Mishtar Matone and Mishtar Shekho. If it is Mishtar Shekho, because his Kavone was regardless whether he recovers or not, so why should he require another Shtar Shekho? And if it's not a Shtar Shekho, so why is the king a moment for him? The Rosh Nishar Yotzol of Shem Mechem. But he has to understand about it, Nishar of Shem. Anyway, from Rashi and at his read, it appears that he's not Yotzol of Heros Legamre, it's only that Osel Yishtavit Bey, but in order to be a Ben Chayrin, he has to get another Shtar Shekho. We have to understand. Now let's see the thing. In the Chida Beret, in Tima Rayat, Mama Yotzim Achiri, Umuta Basperi, Humatom Shrim Meul, Volikona Lachamise, Vein Get Lachamise. Chamis, Yishtay Ma'ar, Vilikosal in Ma'yei. In Ame, Afilu Stome, Kibin Bida, Shrim Meul, Mishachere, Daiti, Sheyikne, Bisho, Sheruyo, Lishachere, Dan Mechad. In other words, his das system is Mishacher. And everybody knows that there is a special takone in the moment that Divrei Shrim Akersum is Surin Damye and it's Chalvish Asmis, even though generally speaking, even in the moment. So, Ein Kinyan Lachamise, but here there is takone, so in moment, Hefka doesn't have to. But in Shicho, everybody knows that in Shicho there is no takone of Hefka doesn't have to. So Mimele, when he shriv mera is makne just momen, so his intention is that it should be effective the way the Chachomim Omisake. And the Chachomim Omisake, that Matona shriv mera is effective, is as missing. But when he's also Mishachaya, so then, everybody knows that Shichor is not Chayach. And Chachom cannot be misaken, it's not moment, we say Hefka Beznefka. So Mimele his das is that this should take place in Shoachas Kirim Misosin. Shoachas Kirim After all, Shichur is also tolling in the das of the Ord.
And it's only
Shoach is coming. What is that? And Shoach is coming. Yeah. The Yerish Lema, the Hadot, the Chachomimi, Gam Mashach is a Ben Chosim, Gam Mashach is a Be'eved, the Mistom is a Yitek, Meshiyem, Olei Chachomim. So what does this mean? Does this mean that it's only Chalmid Rabbonon? Or Tesis means, if Tesis Shited means, it's only the Kodesh Chachamim, it's only Chalmid Rabbonim, the rice is not Chal, even after the Kodesh Chachamim. So, why does Tesis have to say, in his stomach, die taking Shim with Chachamim? Because the Kodesh Chachamim do not have to resort to his das. But apparently, this is like, called him Kaddish, Adaiti, the Rabbonim, Kaddish.
so, and the Chachamim are misakel, then it becomes incorporated into the rice. Because his das, he says, Hareyatu Kadesh Eskud Itabar Zoy Ki Das Nation Yisrael. So if the Das Nation Yisrael is that he came still is a time that is filled to an anus or any other situation, so then the Gushin should be the Chal. So that's his Das. So the Mel Midrash says in result of the Tachonis Chachamim, we have a number of Tachonis Chachamim where the takone becomes incorporated into the rice. And let's say, many Rishonim say that in a monis of Nidechot Anis Bairo, Nidechemer Shechmar Tabri Seifri Kalko Bifuos. So many Rishonim say, it's not a takone sachone. Not a takone sachone. But because without the takone sachone of tasting zelmize, then there wouldn't be any umdene that is definitely saying the truth. But it's a result of the rakone, that in case the Baal shows up, and then she suffers so much that she has to be tasting zelmize, some mele is daikel minsele. So it's not daikel minsele mirabaran. There's no such thing as daikel minsele mirabaran. Daikel minsele is in its ears. But the mitzias is based upon Chachamim's Chacham. Had not the Chachamim been misak in cases, then he said, it wouldn't be like a mitzvah. So in other words, so we have many aloches where they are based upon the Rabbanon, but as a result of the Rabbanon, it's midrash. So here too, in other words, Chachamim's Chacham was that Gamma Shahid Bechosin, Gamma Shemirchavet. Right? And since Daiti is Kushin with Hachonin, so Midraise, it is Chal, Ligabe Shicho, and it's not Chal, Ligabe Drapon. So it's dry. Umiu in Kosa Behedi, Ma'ayin Yomush, Ma'ayin Lo Yomush, Umirishi in Zed. Your soul of Shem Bechel, Lema Shem Bechel, Macha Shem Yisrael Bechelish. But the strange thing is, the Gemara uses Roshin, Your soul of Shem Bechel, and then it takes this, emphasizes, in Yirash Yehilin Zeh, Your soul of Shem Bechel. What is the mashmoyis of that expression, Your soul of Shem Bechel? And his das was, and the das upon him was that he shouldn't be able to be chazer. So Mary's das was to be mishachaber, even if he recovered to the damage he is chazer. So why does he require a shtashicho in order to be mutar baschir, in order to be considered as a full Jew and chazer? Why? What's the pshat? Now, the question is this, there's Alochet Vorm Shebelevin and Vorm. There's Alochet Vorm Shebelevin and Vorm. So the question is, why do we say Ligabe Matone is Yeter Efech? I'm sorry, because the Matone is effective. So the Matone is not effective. That is Chizam Matone, Chizam Benochos. But he didn't say, in case he recovers, so then the matonis, the Aknoyer Mechosin, should not be found. But that was his dad, his born, should have been involved. cancer is, if there's a minimum of mohar, so then vulnerable, we don't say vulnerable at any point. Only when there is no minimum mohar. But later on, it turns out there is evidence that that was his intention. But at the time, it wasn't mohar. Only retrospectively, it turns out that he didn't have such an intention. He had, so he did not have. But if at the time of the tinya, there was a, it was evident that that's his intention, then it's not vulnerable. So here, it's a minimum mohar, because the mistomet daitik mishim lechachonim, so at the time, when he did the shtar today of the Shkut Merah. So when it's not even known whether he's going to recover, he's not going to recover. So there is already a muha, a chochet, that his intention is in case he recovers. So it should be the way the Chacham or Misak, Ligabi David, he should not be able to be chazer, and Ligabi Matone, he should be able to read. So maybe we can understand as why Rashi in the street says that he still requires a Shashiko. Because after all, but the Rambam mentions like there is a special aloche of, I mean, Gemara says no, but the Rambam mentions point Gimel in Gereshin, she yiye inyan aksav, she gyosho, she yomichyone, so it's wrong in the Mikav HaGerich HaTere, Veilen, Shal Garish Yishal Vatsene, Vishi Garish, Vichsavu Yavaracha, Vishi Yiyye Yiyye Naksav, Shigir Shal Yisrael Mijone. And there's the Gemara of Sphira Zore. In other words, the Get has to spell out a Loshon of Derish. Loshon of Derish. And so that means it has to be spelled out from the Get. Spelled out. I mean, logically, I mean spelled out. Not without any ambiguity spelled out. From the melee, here, as far as the shechol is concerned, as far as the shechol is concerned, from the melee, true that it's like kolam kadish al daite the rabbonim kadish. And here, mistome daite. It's not even as strong as called in Kaddish or Daik the Rabban the Kaddish. There the Gemara doesn't say Mistome called in Kaddish like Rabban the Kaddish. Kiddushin is a Nian of Arayas, of Ishishish, of Isurim. So then it's not Mistome, it is a Vadai. It is a Vadai. And if there is a few Jews whose das is Nazis because they're not my meaning, what I mean. A Jew in my meaning is a Vadai Gomel, it's not a meaning of my stomach. It's not even on my stomach. But here, it's only my stomach. So as far as the Mimuchat is concerned, so it's okay. It's also the Mimuchat. Mimuchat doesn't mean it has to be Vadai Gomel. My stomach is also in the Mimuchat. In other words, if mistome, so it's hafkoy of vulnerable. Vulnerable means when there is no mistome. But if there is a mistome, even though it's not 100%, so then it's not vulnerable. But ligabi shicho, so shicho has the same alochas as he gets of spiras void, so it has to be spelled out. So mistomi is not enough. We see that Rabbude, the Gemara says, Rabbude holds that if he doesn't write Bidei Yevlech HaMinoye, Sefer Teruch HaMgashvun Gazeturim, so he's not in the Rashi. Because maybe he means you should be you should be divorced to my fire. And the get I give you only the Raibam. But Mistambe is not like that. I mean, how can you say Mistambe? It's not Mistambe. Mistambe, he means that he should be divorced not to his verbal fire, but should be divorced to the document, to the get. The answer is because there is a loche of Spira's word. So Mistambe is not enough.
But he had a sermon inside the circumstances of being a shimmer, not a sermon inside the washing of his
fashion. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Because the aloha strasvorin has to be construed according to the circumstances of the case. What would be strasvorin spelled out explicitly in a regular case, or not in a shimmer, but in case of a shimmer, it's not so explicit. So mele there is a chisong in Sfiras Bor. So that's why it's not case of affairs, the king in Israel is not perfect. So the question is, so why is the king in Momin Toka? So it can be in two ways. Either the Tinakran under the Raisa level, so the king in Momin is not Toka either. The king moment is not Tokayid, because since the king of Israel and the king of moment are always Toka the same way, it's not that there are two Chaleisim, two Shechorim, and Odin has two Kinyonim in Nebek, he has a king of Israel and a king of Nebek, and a king of moment. Sometimes there is such a thing where the king of moment is Toka and the king of Israel remains. For example, a master suffers. So we don't pass collection more. So it's a toy that cheerful. So then it's separated. But when the Norden gives his tashicho that is written to Din, with Hishmo, and Abdul Huber, and so on, so then both Kinyonim are Toka once, not to different halachas. So in Mele, under the Raisa level here, he should not be Eitzel Echeros tall. Not even the King of Mormon should not be Eitzel Echeros. But there was a special Takoros Chachomim. Yotzol of Shem Ben Chirin, since Mitzad Yumdene, it of Mistome, he wants like the Das Chachomim. But that Mistome is not enough to validate the Shtar Shechom, because it's still a Chisong in Sfiras Dvorim. It's still a Chisong in Sfiras Dvorim. So, but on account of the fact that if not for the chisong of for the aloch of Sfiras Dvorim, he would be Yitzel Echeros, so mainly it's Yotzel of Shem Becherim. Shem Becherim, there is, what is the expression Shem Becherim? It has the semblance of Chiros. Like this, if there is no intention, it doesn't even have the semblance. Yosef Shemachir doesn't mean, suppose it will be it will written in the newspaper, this man was Yosef Shemachir. Then he wouldn't say Yosef Shemachir. It can be advertised on television every hour and the hour. That wouldn't bring it within Yosef Shemachir. Yosef Shemachir means there is a semblance of Shemachir. Why is there a semblance of Shemachir? Because from the point of view of the Umdene, so he should be Eitzel Echeros. But there is a special Zeros HaKosar HaShtaras Vorek. But the semblance of Shecho there is. So Melech HaChom Mom Yisakein to be Matki Adet in the moment. That's one way. Then, according to the same, I mean, the same Fidesh is not a Shidab HaPoshul. But we see that there are certain Rishayim who agree with the Xeis Chiddush. Not in regard to that context of the Xeis. The Xeis mentions a big Chiddush. Shtar Shicho has to have Lishmo. And so without Lishmo, it's not Shtar Shicho. Like that. So he said the Xeis is Mechadish, a big Chiddush. Since the Norden has an 11, Kukinyon in making a Nisa and King and Momain. So even the Stashifo is not written Lishmo, so the King and Nisa is not Poka. But the King and Momain is Poka, like Ishtamatone. Because Eved Rupshori Kakoe, as a matter of fact, an Eved is nicknamed, it's a tremendous Kiddush, tremendous Kiddush. So an Eved, it can be nicknamed by Ishtar. An Eved is nicknamed because of Ishtar Hazoki. Some Mele, why shouldn't he be able, why shouldn't the Ishtar, the King and Momen, be Poka to the same Aloche without recourse to the Gezeres HaKosov of Chufshol and Itlo? But as far as the King of Momen is concerned, so when an Eved, when an Odin gives Ishtar Shecho to the Eved, what does he say? I am Makne, in effect, he says, this Eved to whom? To yourself. So what's the difference between Ishtar Matone from one Odin to the other Odin? So then, let's say, one of them is Ruven, the other of them is Shimon. And Ruven writes in his star, Matone, to Shimon, Harei Abdi Komlo. So then, Shimon acquires title in the Eved. And when he gives his star, Shimon says, Hareyato Latzmecho, Hareyato, Tom Latzmecho, Hareyato Mecherim. So he says the same thing, but instead of saying, Hareyato Konu, Harei Ohebet Konu Lerishimen, so he says, Harei Ohebet Konu Lerohebet. Some millet can be effective, Mitzach Tamato. And since the Evet is Ukash Likako is, so just as Karaka is Nikne Ziyatu. But why do they have to resort? To Exos Akosuf, Kushlunitlo, and all kinds of aloches, Mechuba, Lishmo, that's Likabri the King of Nisa. But Likabri the King of Momen, the Xe says. So even without recourse to Chufshalunitlo, so he would be Eitzelechels. Mitzad, the general thing of Karkois is nicknamed because of Bishtava Chazok. So just as the Evet Klani can be nicknamed another Odin, so he can be nicknamed to himself too. What does it mean nicknamed to himself too? It means he becomes a Belcheron as far as the King of Momen is concerned. But as far as the King is concerned, so we have to resort to a special Allah. So Mele, there are all kinds of dini. But as far as the King, that's a tremendous Chiddush, even though it makes a lot of sense, but it's a tremendous Chiddush. And the biggest Chiddush in that case is that according to Shmuel, who says, we don't pass like Shmuel, but Shmuel says, Hamafkir as Abdei is Yotzal Cheirus v'nitzor get Shecho. So Mele, the whole din of Lishmo is not relevant. Yes, Lishmo, not Lishmo, what difference does it make according to Shmuel? The Kimomni spoke of Lishmo. Lishmo. So what's the...
Once
Kimon is
popped on,
it
mainly goes after
Reese. Yeah, mainly goes after Reese. So the whole Psu of Shmo.
Where is that to Shmo?
No, according to us, it's no Kashi. Because the purpose of Lishmo is that the Kinisan is not Poka. But according to Shmuel, if the Kimon is Poka, so Mimele Kinisan is Poka. So every time Ishtar Shecho is written Shalom Lishmo, is Yisrael Cheres anyway. So you have to look for Nafkiminis, I mean, and come over, discuss that. So you have to look for Nafkiminis. All right, you can find Nafkiminis. But the whole din of Lishmo is like collapses. We have to look for Nafkiminis. We can find Nafkiminis. But it's very strange. Very strange. But the Xi says that.
The Tzaych himself, he puts himself in a little bit of hot water. I mean, as far as I know, the Tzaych Shit is like, Yitavi Adekoyin Kiyacha, there's not a problem because it's just the Maisa and the Sina.
Yeah, there's not a Chiddush.
Fine, but if you're going to say that there's a Kenyan moment happening today too, and every Shtar Shefer, what am I doing? Besides being Mashafer, the Evid, I'm being Machnet, the Evid over to himself also. So
that's as far as the Kiyacha. As a matter of fact, no.
This is
so
true. This is true. I live with the Kula only. What does Shecho mean? Shecho means that he's makne the Eved to the Eved. Even as far as the Kiyanisa is concerned, it also means that he's makne the Eved to the Eved. But as far as the Aknoi of the Eved to the Eved and the Kiyanisa perspective, so then it's not shayach to say, it doesn't like Akois. But as far as the Kiyamoman, he says like Akois. But that's true, according to everybody. Shichu, by definition, means haknoi of the Eved to the Eved. You see that, let's say, Ger Shemais, the Inli Yoshim, so the Rabbonin of Abishol say, Bein Gdelim, Bein Ktanim, Zoch Ba'atzmo. And they are muter b'basheir in everything. How? Because they are zeich in atzmo. What kind of a shri is it as far as the Kiyanisa is concerned? So we see that even as far as this the Kiyanisa is concerned, there is also an inyan of shri. Because what does it mean, Kiyanisa? What does it mean, Kiyanisa? Kiyanisa means, Kiyamomi means, yes, it's the Odin's property. Kiyanisa, Hamafkir Savde, is not the Odin's property. And once he's mafkirim, so David is eichen himself, so on a Nisa level, he's a benchirin like anybody else. But on a momin level, on a ki momin level, he's a benchirin like anybody else. But on a ki Nisa level, since we don't pass like Shmuel, so he's still an Eved. What it means an Eved? He has a master, a benchirin in whom no person has a ki Nisa, has no master. Only he has only one master. The Rebbeinu Shalom is the master. No one else. And there's no master. But if somebody is an Eved, he has a master. He has a master. He has a master. So Mele Ger Shemes Veinli Yoshim. So the Rabbonim of Abishol say Bein Gdelim Bein Ktanim Konas Mecherim, and they don't require Shtar Shicho. What do you mean Zeich Atzmon? What? Zeich himself. Zeich, in other words, that they become individuals without a master over them. That's the pshat in Kiyanisa. That's the pshat in Kiyanisa. So Mele, but according to Shmuel, that once the Kiyamon is Boka, the Kiyanisa is Boka Mele. So the whole din of lishmo is poka. It's not even relevant. You can find after minutes. All right. It's not mashma that way. It's not mashma that way. It's a tremendous chiddush, even though it makes a lot of sense. And because from some rishonim it appears like it. What? Okay.
So the Ketzayin says that if the Shtar Shecho would be given up to the Eved but Lo Lishmo, so the Kenyan Mammon will be Pocket.
Yeah.
So there has to be a real Hakna on the Kenyan Mammon at that point.
Of course, there is always a Kenyan
Mammon. So what I was asking is that the Ketzayin always deals with the problem of Gifte Vyodah Boyin Kiyach by saying that it's just the Nayyid in the Sinu. Without a Hakna, the Kedin.
Oh, you mean, that's one after minute. Fine.
So if we're dealing with the Kenyan
Mammon. Very good. I said that after minutes. I said that after minute. So you mentioned after minute. After minute is according to the Adak says Chiddush. The Adak says Chiddush is that by get there is a special aloche that Enisha doesn't have to even to be kene the paper. It's disintegrated. Mil the same aloche applies to Eved also. But when can we say that even without being kene the paper? So is Yitzhak Lecherus, if it's the special halacha of Tashicho that is based upon the pasuk of Chufla Nitro. But when? You didn't mean that.
Okay. Now
there's
a kasha.
That's one of the nafkaminis. That's
in
that. What?
If you turn into the Eved Chatzah, is that in the case of
Gita V'yodim Bo'in Ke'achot? So what's there, the nafkaminis?
Because there on the moment we can't say it, so therefore you can only say it on the
That still has to be considered another project. But that's one half minute. That's one half minute. There are other half minutes too. I mean, it's not the Xeis new, I mean, that there are half minutes. So one of the half minutes is by applying the other big Kiddush of the Xeis. So then there's half minute. But it's a striking Kiddush, very striking Kiddush. Like this, we could be Deichet. Only thing is, it's not from certain Rishenim there appears that. Not in regard to Shalil Ishmo, but in regard to something else. Now, there is Machlekes in the Gemara in Gid. Anyway, as far as the Rashi is concerned, as far as the Rashi is concerned, so that also Ishtabit Beit, but Ishtashicho requires, so we can say simply, without, so we can say that since there is a haloche of Sfiros Dvorim means not just Mistome. Sfiros Dvorim means no ambiguity, no Sveikis, no Mistomes. Of course, when somebody writes and gets Ariat and Teres Lachodom, but he doesn't spell out Vidin Devil Mochonoye, so it's Mistome that he means to divorce her for the get and not. Full verbal fiat, but still, Sfiras Dvorim is lacking. And even the Rabbonim who say that if the get is kosher without him, so because your dying Shnechiras having your dying, so there is no ambiguity. So here, certainly, it will be a chisong in Sfiras Dvorim. Mistome is not explicitly spelled out. In an undoubtful way, in an unambiguous way. So, but since, as far as the intention of the Odin is concerned, so he should be Mishur. Except there is a special Zosakos first one. So, mainly it has a semblance of Chaos. So, mainly the Chachomim are Misaking. As far on the basis of Hefka Beznefka, or according to the Xeis, we don't have to resort to Hefka Beznefka. And then we can say no, because according to the Xeis, insofar as the Kimomen is concerned, so there is no Psychisong of Sfiras Dvorim. If Shaloi Lishmo is all right, it's Boka, Alaskamo Vechamo, when the Chisong of Sfiras Dvorim, so it's a Chisong in the Kinyanisa, but not in the Kinyan, not in the Kimon. Now, like this, it sounds such a striking Chiddush, but it can't be Deichet just like that, because it seems to me that certain Rishenim agree with the Xeis Chiddush, with the Lomdes of the Chiddush, unless there'll be Mechalek between this Din of Lishmo and another requirement. I don't see how it will be machalik. Now let's see the Gemara in Gittin. There is machleke. And never this Yeitzei b'shtar shechu, chuf shalom yitlo. And then Rebbe says he's also Yeitzei b'kesef. And we pass like Rebbe. Yeitzei b'kesef. In other words, if the Eved or somebody, usually the Eved doesn't have any money, but if somebody gives him money and he tells the Eved that he's giving him that money in order to be used in being Yetzer Lechayos, and then it is given to the Odin, and the Odin agrees to accept the money in order that the Eved should be Yetzer Lechayos, so without the Shtar Shecho, the Eved is Yetzer Lechayos. So never does Yetzer be Kesef. Not only in regard to Ki and Mome, but even in regard to Ki and Issa as well. Reb Shimon is chelik. So there is a Gemara, Daf Lamed Tes on the base. Machlik is between Rebbe and Reb Shimon. In the middle of the Amid, Daf Lamed Tes on the base, in Gittin. V'atanya Rebbe Imer, Imer Ani, Afu Nisim Me'atzmi V'yeitze Mitnei Shu Kameichalei. ולעפוק עם היתנה, דיתניה רב שמעון אומר שמרבי עקיבא יאכיל יהי כסף גמר בו כי דרך ששטר גמר בו, תלמוד לימה והובדו לנבדי סו. אוירו כלפר שכולו לחופשו, לימה לך, שטר גמר בו ואין הכסף גמר בו. אומר רומא וחומא, אומר רב נחמן, הלוכק רב שמעון. That Rav Nachman said, Allah Kreb Shimon, that Kesef is not gameable. Kesef is not meitzim lechers. Rav Yezi Bachome, Omer Rav Yechanen, Ein Allah Kreb Shimon. So the Allah is like Rebbe, that Kesef is gameable. Ashkech Rav Nachman, Ba Yitzhak Lerove, Lerove, Ba Shilat, Dehave Koye, Apischa Di Beit Tfile, Omalei aloche lein aloche. Omalei ani eimerein aloche. V'rabonon dosem im chuzo aloche krep shimen. That kesef is not game of bay. Oh yeah, oh aloche. So. Omalei, Ani Emerin Aloch, the Rabbon Dos Mohuse, Amra Omer Abzeire, Mishmir Ramnoch and Aloch, Vichasoeli Sure, Ashkel Rafri Barobin, Amrelei, Emily, easy, goofy, the woof the hair have. Omalei, Dahi Amsed, the Haven Moresh Ridmera. There was a certain Shifok Nainis, that the master, the Orden was a Shifmera, Asye Bachre Kamei. So she cried because he was a Shrimra, she was devoted to the Oden. So she cried before him. Omralei, ad imas tishtabed v'teizil. So she said, so in other words, she was really not crying for the Oden because he was dying, she was not crying for herself. Omralei, ad imas tishtabed v'teizil ayitzi. Until when, I mean, will I be in bondage? Shoko kumse, he took his shoe. He was a shrivmara, but he had a lot of vigor. Shoko kumse, shodobo. Shodobo. He threw at her. He gave her the shoe. Omalo zil kniho ukni nafshich. Acquire title to the shoe and acquire title to yourself. In other words, He was Mishacher. Also, the Kamer Rav Nachman. Omalu Lose Veliklu. In other words, she was not Yetzel Echeos. Man de Chose Sova Mishun Daloche Kreb Shime. Filoi. In other words, so what was it? It was Kesef. What is the issue? Shove Kesef. So Kesef. Except one thing, when an Eved, according to Rebbe, that an Eved is Yetzel Echeirus by giving Kesef, who has to give Kesef? The Eved has to give Kesef, or somebody on behalf of the Eved. And the Oden has to be the recipient of the Kesef. Here it was the other way around. So it's like, Nosno Yi V'Omahu. So only by what Mechoshev is considered like Kesef. And here it's not mentioned that the Shifrik Nainis was an Ishoch Shuvah. So, but like this, it was done the other way. I mean, it was Kesef, Ishuv Ishov Kesef. But instead of the Shifrik Nainis throwing her shoe to the Oden, so the Oden threw his shoe to the Shifrik Nainis. So, and Rav Nachman said, Le'osav Le'iklu, So man the chose so va mishum da loche kereb shime. Because kesef is not kain. Veloi, al mishum da havloi kelev shal makna. The machlekes between Rav and Levi, whether v'shola fishnale v'nosan l'reyu, so Rav says shola fishnale v'nosan l'reyu means the nale of the Kene. So if Reuven wants to be makne, he sold it to Shimon, so Shimon has to give his handkerchief or his shoe to Reuven. And Levi says b'kelev shel makne. So if Reuven wants to be makne, he sold it to Shimon, so Shimon has to be makne. And so Reuven has to be makne to Shimon, not only sold it, he has to be makne the shoe to. So here, Rav Nachman said, the Shiva Knanis was not Israel. So he thought, because halachic Rav Shimon, even though there was kesef, shove kesef ki kesef, but kesef is not effective. The loy kesef, Rav Nachman held that kesef is effective, but here it was b'kelev shel makne. So it was b'kelev shel makne. In other words, it's a tchlif. So, and we pasken like Rav, that has to be kelev shel kene, but not be kelev. Not be kelev shel makne is not. Tesis says Rashi. There is a very long Rashi. Like this, the Gemara is very simple. Without Rashi, the Gemara is relatively simple. But Rashi complicates it. It complicates it. So, but what does Tesis say? Mishum d'havle kelev shel makne, avol moya kelev shel kene, ho yozeich asma b'chlif, d'tanye, d'vehedye, d'ferikama d'kdushin, d'vetnayne nikne b'chlif, mishum d'chlif in domole kesef. But, v'chol heicha di kesef kone, achlif imam kone. The Mishnah says, the Braise says that v'tnayne nikne b'chlif, but there it has reference not to shichu of an v'tnayne. If one Oden wants to give way Zevet to another Oden, so Chlifim is effective. But where does Gemara say in Dushan that his Yisrael Echir is the Chlifim? So Tesvis applies. Now we can see the Gemara. The Mishnah says that for base on base in Dush, Evet Nainin, it can be Kesef or Bishtava Chazok. That doesn't mean Shtar Shecho. Then it says, Vikene Sassim, Kesel de Achir, Mishtal de Atzim. But when it's the Reish of the Mishnah, Nikne means, doesn't have reference to Yitzil Achirus, it has reference to Aknoye, from one other to the other. So the Mishnah says, if it's not nikkel, it's like kark, very simple thing. So then the Braise says, Tome av v'chlif. So where does the Gemara say that b'chlifim he's yetzel echeus? There is no such Gemara. But Tesis says it so. So Tesis says, Ki tonye behedu if a kam edushin de v'tnayi nikne b'chlifim. Mishin de chlifim domre kesef. V'chol heicha de kesef kone. Chlif name kone. Libar mi isha. Mishum parut mishav putol im mikne nafshi ki dimuch habreish dush. So what does Tesis say? So Tesis says v'loi. When Gemara says v'loi, man the chodesh shalom shalach hakrab shimun the kesef is not game meir v'loi. Elo mishum dehavalei kilov shomak. Because it was kilov shomak, but had it been avul moya kilov shal kene ho yozeich atzma bechlif. Why? The Tanya beheaded for a Kamelik Dushin that the Tanya nicknamed Bechlifim, Mishum Dechlifim Domeli Kesef. But here we are talking not about about it's about Haknoye, but of a neves from one order to the other, but about Yitzilachios. And Thesis mentions the Gemara in Dushan, the Braise, the deals with Haknoy. So what's the Pshat? The Pshat is as follows. After all, the Mishnah only says that the Nevtnaimi is Nikne because of Tzav HaChazok. Chlipm is not mentioned in the Mishnah. Then the Braise says, Tone av the Chlipm. Meir Thes. But that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. So the Pshat in the Braise is not a new Aloche. The Braise is explanatory of the Mishnah. Since the Mishnah says the Nevtnaimi is Nikne because of Ubishtav HaChazok, and Klippim is effective B'teras Kesef. So it's Mashmam Teis V'shite that the key in Klippim is effective B'teras Kesef. And the Raya is the Gemara in Dushan. That's even a better Raya. The Gemara in Dushan says a Nisha cannot be Mekudeshes without the Klippim. Why? Because Isha loy Mikniya, because Klippim is B'pachas Meshav Prute. And the Isha B'pachas Meshav Prute L'mikne Nafsh. What is the Gemara left to resort to it? All kinyonim that apply to other things, to Momin, apply to an Isha, to Kedushin. We have a special Zerzakos. So we have a Zerzakos, the Isha is Mekudeshes. All the Kesev, all the Shtar, all the Beer. But Meirat is a Klippim. Why does the Gemara have to explain it on the basis that B'pachas Meshav Prute L'mikne Nafsh? The answer is, so from this Gemara, it's Muchach, not according to all Rishenim, but according to many Rishenim, that the effectiveness of Chlippim is B'teras Kesef. Chlippim is not a separate kinyan by itself, but without the Posikin Rus, and of course, in Ovi Rashi L'Chadish Dovo, I mean, there is a very strange Tvaravom, Kovnarov. Like this, I mean, the Sefer of the Kovnarov is a terrific Sefer. But there is one simen, he says something very strange. I mean, it's not acceptable in any way. So he says there is a kinyan of Simtuse. There is a kinyan of Simtuse. By Momenes, what does Simtuse mean? Simtuse means minek. In other words, if it's the minek of merchants, when they conclude the transaction to shake hands, so then if they shake hands, they do what is customary among merchants, so that affects a transfer of title. I mean, that meaning of shaking hands exists among the diamond dealers, you know. Yeah, the Jewish diamond dealers, I don't know whether it exists among the non-Jewish diamond dealers, unless they adapted it, but among Jewish diamond dealers, when they conclude the transaction, they shake hands and they wish themselves. And textiles to make a mark. And the textiles concluded, finished. So that affects a transfer of title. Or to give it kirskaf, let's say. So, and the minig is not just kirskaf, a promise, but as a sign, as an indication of the conclusion of this section, so that affects a transfer of title. Yes?
Tosis himself over here says, by the Gemara in Kedushin, by the Chalipin being Kanan and Isha, says that Chalipin's a Kinyan Acher, because Chalipin's Kanan B'Pachas Mishrei Pruta. So it shows it's not Midin Kes. They're two different.
Mishim the Chalipin did Domali Kes at first, Tosis says. Then he says, but it's not Mamish. It's not Mamish like Kes. But he says, but Domalikas, he says Domalikas. So it is like Kesef and it is not like Kesef. Yeah, it's a little strange. But Teisa says, the Tone behead ye before the Kamritushin, the Vetnani, the Klebechlif, Mishin the Chlif and Domalikas.
V'chol heicha di kesef kon chlif namika. He wouldn't say it legabei mishiche, that mishiche is dome likesef kol heicha di kesef kon mishich namikone, because mishiche is an altogether different kiyan. He's an altogether different kiyan. Of course it requires pshat, but so first he says chlif dome likesef. V'chol heicha di kesef kon chlif namikone, libar mishiche. משום דלפוחס משווה פרוטה לא מקנה נפשי כי דאמה בריש דושן ומכאן יש לוכיח דהלוך יקרב let's finish it here, so we'll see דאמה בחילוף של קני פרק עזו עביד אמרין הוסו ממונה די כושר מקנה די להפוק עם הלוי ולידום אלו עוד אמר פרק המגרש דאס כאן רוב עניים מדינה לא עולם להפוק מרבי זה מזל משתב וכיח אף על גב דרב גופי פוסט כבוסי בהי פרק דאוסו משופו דשתור איסקי אבל הוכר למען דומר אחר של מקנה, לא ימהנה בכלב של קנה, וביקון תרספיריש, ועזוב, דלוי אומר בכלב של מקנה, כל שמו של קנה. So the מחלקת רשן תזיס, according to לוי, who says, בכלב של מקנה, so בהי הנועה, דיקו כיבורני, so גם הוא מקנה, how about בכלב של קנה, so רשן says, בכלב של קנה is certainly better, so even Levi will be made it, that Bekil of Shalkeni is good. The only Rav holds, only Kene, Makne not. But this is Yisraelik. So he says, Veinira, the Kidin de Oma, the Geil, not only Beyaz, lo imahane el bin en zek mo ramachm no apira le ave chlif mishin bin en dum yirin ali for le amrin en de hoil di klisha de prote kone kolshkin pere shav melev zuz di kanoye tvei di gomar o makne ואיד אמרים מנדורים באשותפים, דיסוטרים, כמי על מנס להכניסו. All right, now, so this verse and one says that חליף נדום לי כסף, וכל איך די כסף קונה, חליף נמי קונה, but ריבר מי אישה, because by אישה there is a special הלוכה, that a kinyan that can be effective with less than שווה פרוטה is not effective by קדושה. But it's mitam kesef. The answer is it is like kesef, but it's not exactly like kesef, because kesef, regular kesef, is only effective when it has a prute. Less than a prute is not a kesef. It does not have a shem of kesef. But chlipim has a shem of kesef, even if it's less than a prute. So mele by kedushin is not effective, but in kolat yerekule it is effective mitzat kesef. That's the issue. So that's the issue. But and the best raya that is effective in Sat Kesef is the Gemara English. Because if it's not effective in Sat Kesef, why do we have to resort to the explanation? Because Isha Bishpokas Mishav Pritel Mikne Nafshe. Simple. It's not Kesef. It's not Kesef. All right. Anyway. So what does Tesef say? אבל אם הוא יסוקיל אף של קנה, הוא יוזיך עצמו בחליפן, תיתונה בהגיה פרקם מקדושן, ותנאי ניקנה בחליפן, בודץ לי אם מגעת את הכנועה. So what does it do with חירוס? So isn't that a riot to the lomdus of the קציס החישה? That insofar as the king of Mormon is concerned, insofar as the king of Mormon is concerned, so then, there is an equation between the way an eved is given away from one order to the other and the way an eved is given away to himself. Otherwise the thesis doesn't make sense. And let's see Rashi. In Rashi there is also a distinction between Kiyani Momen and Kiyani Seah. Let's see the Rashi. I said Rashi complicated anymore. Omalei, easy gufe dufte der Rav Nachman, die Shamina Menei, die Shamina Menei, die Oma Aloche Hechab, Shoko Kumse Keve, Man de Chose Sova, Mishm da Aloche Krab Shimon. So Yosvurin, what does Rav Shimon say? That Kesef is not Gemer. So Yosvurin, Sheilu Chlifin Hei, Bikinyan Suda, Dikene Ki Kesef, the Gemara says, "Man de chozer al sabim shaloche kapshimen." Why? Viloi, he also knew what he was saying. So on the surface it doesn't even make sense. How could any observer think that Rav Nachman said that it's not effective because Rav Nachman held Halach Rav Shimon? But Rav Shimon talks about Kesef, and here there wasn't Kesef. Kesef, so who has to give the Kesef? The Kane has to give the Kesef to the Makne. Did you ever hear such a thing in Kesef, that the Makne should give the Kesef to the Kane, except for the Mechoshev? So then it's considered that even though the Kane gets Kesef, but the covet, the Hanoi, that he gives the Makne by accepting the Kesef, is in itself in his inner Kesef. But otherwise, how could it be considered as Kesef? So what was the Havamine of the one who Chose? So Rashi says, because Sudea is Kikene the Kesef, the Chisola Fishnal, Viloyo Maklum, so Man the Chose says, Viloyo Maklum, the Rav Nachman Latir Lishoil Komaki Rav Shimon, Avel Mishibud Yotzes. So in other words, even the one who says Halochet Rav Shimon, Rashi says, Rashi is very complicated. Even the one, the Ameire, who said that Rav Nachman held Halochet Rav Shimon, so he said, Mandi Chose Sovam Mishim Halochet Rav Shimon. Because one mandoma, one Ameire says, in the name of Rav Nachman, what is it? Omar Rome Bachome, Omar Rav Nachman, Halochik Rav Shimon. The Rav Yezi Bachome, Omar Rabbein, Halochik Rav Shimon. So Rome Bachome, in the name of said that Rav Nachman said Halochik Rav Shimon. So Rome Bachome said that Rav Nachman passed Halochik Rav Shimon. So and then he says, Man de Chose, Sova Mishum da Loche Krep Shimen, Sho Yosvurin, Sheilu Chlifnei Mikin Sudea, Dikeini Ki Kese Duch Sif Shola Shishmalei, Vilo Yom Aklum, Vilo Yom Aklum, so who said Lo Yom Aklum? In other words, Rome Bachome said that Man de Chose and he thought, the observer, thought that Halochik Rav Shimon because the people were around, they were so happy. I mean, the Shemachnainis and the people were around, they were so happy. They took it for granted that the Shemachnainis was the Yitzhak Lecheos. So, but Rome Bachome didn't make that mistake. Rome Bachome said, Man de Chose Sova Mishim da Halochik Rav Shimon, She Yosfurin, She Eilu Chlif Meim Bikin Suda, the Keniki Kesed, who said Lo Yom Aklum? In Rome Bachome said that the Chose who said that Rav Nachman held a Halochet Rav Shimon, so she is Sfurim Sheilim Chlifnei Mikin Suda Yikene Kikeset. Dichsif Sholaf Ishnale. Vilo Yom Aklum. Rome Bachome. The Rav Nachman Latir Al Yisrael Komak Rav Shimon. Aber mit die Shibut Yotzes. So, what Rome Bachome said, that the Halochet Rav Shimon, so he meant, Rome Bachome meant, that Rav Nachman holds Halochet Rav Shimon, the justice Rav Shimon says. It's just as Rav Shimon says, that it's not game here, so that it is not game here, So then Rav Nachman said that, and Rav Nachman said that Liosav Liklum, it's nothing. So he said, Avol Idliom Aklum, the Rav Nachman Latir Al Yisrael Komach Rav Shimon, Avol Midi Shibut Yotzes. So in other words, it is Halochik Rav Shimon in Latir Al Yisrael. In other words, she's the Dishifroknainis, the Dishifroknainis is Asuro Israel, because she was not Yisrael Ligamre, but Medishibud is Yotzes. So in other words, so the Viloi, but the Aloche is not like Chome Bachome. Haide Omali, the Rav Nachman Omar Aloche, Elein Aloche Koma. Because Rav Nachman really didn't say Aloche, but Ein Aloche Krev Shimen. The Midatoye, Gidamine Midatoye, Afmidishibud Liotzes. The Havali Kilof Shomakne, the Kaimulam Ferik Hazov, the Hilchesikirav, the Omar Bechilof Shokene. So, what does Rashi say? That Rav Nachman said, that the reason as to why she was not Yetzel Lecheos is because she was not Yetzel Lecheos. That Ein Aloche Kereb Shimen, Ein Aloche Kereb Shimen, it's Liosov Liklum, and even the Kinyan moment is not Poka. Why is the Kinyan moment not Poka? Because it was Kilof Shomakne. But had it been the Kilof Shokene, then the Kinyan moment would be Poka. The Kinyan moment would be Poka if it had been the Kilof Shokene. Why would it be Poka? Not only if it had been the king of Shokene, so he says, so the Aloch is like Rebbe. According to Rebbe, so Kesef is Geimea. So if it had been the king of Shokene, so instead, if the Shifrechnainis had thrown the shoe at the Oden, and Midaiti of the Oden would have accepted the shoe, so then he would have been, she would have been Yetzel Lecheos completely, because Ein Aloche Krev Shimen. Ein Aloche Krev Shimen means the Aloch is like Rebbe, that Kesef is Gemer. So in other words, what Rashi is saying in effect, that Chlipen, that in the Tnaini is Yetzel Bechlipen. If the Chlipen is because of Shalkeine, then in the Tnaini is Yetzel Lecheos. And there, on that, we have a machlekes between the Rambam and the Raif. We'll soon see Machlekes for Rambam and Raif. The Rambam Perikim Ilches Avodim Halacha Beises Keitzat Keines Atzen Vikesef Kinshinos Nechad L'Rabi Mois V'Omolei Al Minas Sheyitze Avdecho Behem L'Cheirus Kivim Shekiv L'Arav Zakesef V'Shov Kesef Yosef L'Cheirus V'Ein Tzor Das Eved Sheshchusilei V'Zoch Nodon Shol Bifonof וכן אם נוס נאחות עבד מויס, ואומר אמנה שקיצה בן לחירוס, אם רוצה עוד נלכת לה מויס, יוסו עבד לחירוס. ואם לא רוצה לקונו עבד המויס, או לנוס אמנה שקיצה בן לחירוס. ויחוד הכסף, והוא שווה כסף בין לכנסי, בין להכנס עצמלי, כסף ושטר, כסף הוא יענגור על החרס, הרעד בן חירון, הרעד של עצמכו, אין לי עיסק בוך, וכן כל כעיסק בזה בעניין זה, שזהו גופי של גצ'יכו, ומסר לי זה השטר בפני שני עדים, או שיהיו עדים מחסומים בי ומוס לי בין לביני, הרי זה יוצא לחירו שהרגיתי ביודי בו אין כאחת. אומר לי, שלוי בקסב, הרי עד בן חירון, הרי עד של עצמכו, אף על פי שיידו על עבדי מבזן, ואף על פי שקונו מיודי, כיינסו דה, תסחליפ, עדיין לא נשתחר, שאינו עבד יצא לחירוס, אלא בכסף ובשטר ובראש העבור. דן דרייבס זה עושה, זה אומר אברום, דובר זה אינם אחר, שהקינגן הרי ככסף. So the Rambam Paskins, that נבט נעים is not יצא לחירוס, בכיינסו דה, בכלי. And the Rambam says, no, he's Yetzel Lecheos Legam. And since we pask like Rebbe, everybody pasks like Rebbe, not like Reb Shimon. The question is, since we pask like Rebbe, so is it 98 it became a Suda also? So the Rambam says no. And with 98 it became Kesef, but not became Suda. And if the Kesef was given, Biteras became Suda, even if it is Shoveput, so it's not Kene. So the Shittas Rambam is that Kinyan Sudar is a separate Kinyan, it's not Mitam Kesef. And the Raivet says, no. Omar Avrom, Dovazei, Nimachver, Sha'a Kinyan Arayuki Kesef, Ma'u Maise, Dikumse, Shein Alochek, Reb Shimon, Sha'a Kesef Gimabe. Then, now the Rachshit is, I thought that the Nisikili mentioned Rach, but I don't see it. 1 second. Oh yes, the Chesed Mishnah does mention. It doesn't mention the whole Rach, but that's, so he says, the Chesed Mishnah, Aval Rabbi Nechanangel Kosav, Sheni Kini Atzim Bechlifim, Elo Tzriche Name Get Cheos. What do you mean Get Cheos? To be Mavkir Ekei Nisa. Because of Aramban, the Lefidivri Rach, Kachoy Meforesh, Kibin Dehav, Bechilev Shol Makne, Lo Yosa Klum, Af Le Yitzir Midi Shibut. And that's mashma from Rashi's. From Rashi's pshat. Afle yitzim di shibut. Avo bekelef shol chene yotzem di shibut utzriche getchich. So the Rach says, and that's mashma from Rashi's loshon also, because Rashi is very, very complicated. But if it's like, according to the Rach's lomdes, so then we can understand the Rashi. Anyway, the Rach says so explicitly, that since we pass like Rebbe, that Kesef is game mayor, so Kesef is game mayor to Mafkir Kenisa also. But Chlifen is game mayor to be Mafkir the King Momin, but not to Mafkir the Kenyan, not to be Mafkir the Kenyan Nisa, not to Mafkir the King Nisa. So anyway, so this Shite of the Rach and its Mashma from Rashi also that way, because Rashi says, like the Rav, Man de Chose Savon Shnolo Hoi Krab Shimen, that Kesef is not Gemer. She is Svurim, she will Chlif name the King of Sudari, can Kesef, the Sishol Shnali. And when the Loma Klum Drav Nachman, so the Chose thought that the Loma Klum Drav Nachman is Lahatiro Li Yisroel Koma, Ki Rab Shimen. In other words, that's Chome Bachome, so the Chose really has reference to Chome Bachome. Avo midi shibut yotza. So that means that even if we say that Rav Nachman paskut like Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon was Chilikan Rebbe, so Mele, she was not allowed to marry Ben Chirin. But midi shibut yotza. But if the Aloche is, so he says, In other words, so that's a very big chiddush. So then from Rashi it's mashma that if one assumed that Rav Nachman passed like Rav Shimon, so he meant she's not Yetzel Cheus. She's not allowed to marry Ben Chirin, but Midi Shibut Yotzer. But Reb Shimon is Chelik and Rebbe's Din.
the answer is, so it's muchach, from Rashi also, that even if we pass like Rav Shimon, not like Rabbi, so mele the kineser is not poka, the kineser is not poka for kesef, but the kin moment is poka for kesef. That's the lomdes of the, that's the lomdes of the kseis. Monefchach, if it's one thing, so how can we separate the kin isa from the kin moment? And then the rachshit is also follows, is seems to confirm the lomdes of the kseis, because the rach says we pasken like rabbe sheni kin asma bechlifen. Elo tzricha nami get chiros because of a Ramban till fidivre rach loy osa klum af lo yitzia mid yishibut aval bikil, why? Because it was bikil of shal makne aval bikil of shal kene, had it been bikil of shal kene, then so the raivet Rai is, the Gemara says, only because of Kilv Shal Makne is Lo Yosef Klum. But if it had been Bekelev Shal Keine, so then it is Yosef Klum. So what would it be Yosef Klum to be Mafkia Midi Shibut? But since it was Kilv Shal Makne, so Lo Yosef Klum, even to be Mafkia the Kimome. But had it been Bekelev Shal Keine, then it would Mafkia the Kimome. But the Kien Isa, it wouldn't be Poka, even if it had been Bekelev Shal Keine. Whereas the Ravid says, no, had it been Bekelev Shal Keine, then even the Kinyan Isa would be Poka. Even the Kinyan Isa would be Poka. So in other words, what's the Machleikis? The Machleikis between the Ravid and the Rambam is whether Chlipm is a separate Kinyan. But even if it's a separate Kinyan, it's a Kinyan with a Raisa. And not the way, I mean, I don't know whether I finished it, the Dvar Avram says that the says, Lifonim be Yisrael, Agul at Moor, the kindful of the Shalaf Ishnal, the Nelson Reil. So it was Simtuse, because there is an Indian of Simtuse. What does Simtuse mean? The Minek. So says, Lifonim be Yisrael, that was the Minek. I mean, it's very strange for it. I mean, it's certainly in a logic amazing like the Kovner of that. Then there is no special significance in Kinyan Suda, only Simtuse. Simtuse, anything can be Simtuse. It gives Kaf can be Simtuse, wishing themselves Mazel Broche Simtuse. I mean, putting mark on the Sechiri Simtuse. And today, let's say we have, when we buy a piece of land, so it's recorded, you know. So that's also Simtuse, because there's the minig in this country. Simtuse can be anything. So that means that there is nothing unique about Kinsida. It's inconceivable what the Kovnarov says. Like this, the Kovnarov Sefer is a glorious Sefer, but this is inconceivable. But what? Yeah, what's in Machalik? It doesn't harmonize with all the other Torah and the Dvar Avraham. It's just a piece. Something very strange, as I always said.
But Chaim holds that it's just an expression of Miris Das. It's just an expression of Miris Das.
So Rav Chaim says it in the Rambam Shit. In the Rambam Shit.
That's not wasn't being done with her
school. In the Ravid, he certainly wouldn't say it. In the Ravid. Rav Chaim said it, I mentioned it, that Rav Chaim says that according to the Rambam, since the Rambam Shit is that chlip means the separate kinyan, so mele it's not effective bitiras for the maize kinyan, but for the aknoi. But it's not simtuse. True, there is an analogy in simtuse. The effectiveness of simtuse is for the aknoi, but simtuse is one thing, and then most achrenim say that simtuse is only takonis chacham. It's not midrash. The Chasam Seifa says this is midrash, but most achrenim say, what is that?
The Dvar Avraham thinks that just shit is that midrash.
Yeah, you probably, I forgot already. I mean, but one thing remained in my mind that is very strange what he says, that Kiyun Suder is effective mitzat Tzimtzusi. He said, and Tzimtzusi itself, according to most Achenis, is a Chomes Chacham. The Chassam Sefer says the Tzimtzusi is Aloch Lemish Mesina. But whatever Tzimtzusi is, well, even if it's Midaraisi, but Kiyun Suder is not Tzimtzusi. Chaim says that Kiyun Suder is effective through the Aknoi, but the Suder collaborates the Aknoi, Likayim Koldova. But Simtuse does not, there is no aloha of Simtuse to make his highways. There is no such aloha. What is it? The main Kiyun is the Dibu.
It's just the first.
But that collaborates and intensifies the Haknoi, the Dibo. But it's a special aloha, Dafke, Kiyun Suder, not in Tusi. Suppose there'll be a minig among people to intensify the Haknoi by, I don't know, by singing something. So we'll say that his chayvus is chal, I mean, not a.
So what
are
some kids always
do? I mean, after all, minik can vary from place to place and from generation to generation. Suppose people decide that in order to confirm a transaction, they'll sing the national anthem. So it's in Tusa, all right, but it's not Kiyun Suder. Enoch and Am, if there'll be a minik among merchants that when they consummate a transaction, they'll sing the Mecher and Rekiach will sing God Bless America, so title it will change from the Mecher to Rekiach, but that will not be Kiyun Suder, and then at 9 it will not be Yitzhak that way by singing God Bless America. So Simtusi is one thing, even according to Chassam Sefer, that's Midrash.
What is Simtusi?
Simtusi
is that we
Simtusi certainly doesn't mean it's a Maisik Kenyan. That would be inconceivable, Maisik Kenyan. What? Wishing each other a Masl Brocha is a Maisik Kenyan. Maisik Kenyan means that you do something in the Hefze. But Chaim says Kenyan Suder is not a Maisik Kenyan in the Hefze. It confirms Daknoi. Likayim Koldova. That's why you find Kiyun Suder Ligabis Chayvus. You don't find other Kiyun Ligabis Chayvus. That's why I have to say, in his Chayvus there is no Hefze. There has to be a Kiyun in something tangible. Chayvus is Shiburi. It's something intangible. How can you do him as a Kiyun in Shiburi? So, but Kiyun Suder is effective Ligabis Shiburi. Why? You can be mischive yourself. How can you mischive yourself? The answer is, Kiyun Suder only collaborates and intensifies the Akroi. That it's an absolute mirazdas and mimele the Aknoi is effective. The Aknoi is effective. That's why the Rambam says that the minig is, and that's our minig, when Mechiras Chometz, so when a certain person appoints the Rov as a Shliach, so it's Mikabu Kinyan. Why is Mikabu Kinyan? It's not that Shliches requires, so the Rambam says, it's not that Shliches requires Suder. But in order to indicate that it's done Behechlet Gomor, it's not a Rome, it's not a subterfuge. So that's why Asmachta Likanye, but if Konu be Bezno Choshev, so Asmachta is Kanye. Why? But Asmachta, the answer is, why Asmachta Likanye? Why Asmachta Likanye? So, because there is no real Achlote, there is no Gmeres Das. That's why when we make Tnoim, we are Mekabu Kinyan. We are Mekabu Kinyan. Because like this, you could say that be shailen asmachte, you know, if I break off, so then I'll pay $10,000 to the kala, and the kala, if the kala breaks off, she'll pay $10,000 to the chosid. So maybe it's asmachte.
So the way I'm a couple kinyan, so mimele it corroborates the aknoye, that it indicates, it gives it the seal of mirzdas of achlotik moy. So it's likayim kol davar. That's what Reb Chaim says. But Reb Chaim says it in the Rambam, but not in the Ravid. Ravid is the first, the opposite. The Ravid says shakinyan hareyu ki kesef. So then you'll ask, so why is Kesef is not Kine Parash Mishavut? And Kine Suda is Kine Parash Mishavut. All right, there is one Loshen in the Rajbo, in the Chedusha Rajbo in Shuas, but it's only one Loshen in the Rajbo, and all the other Rishenim Achilik in the Rajbo. So the Rajbo says that Kele has a din of Kesef, even if it's Parash Mishavut. As long as it's a Kele, let's say a needle, it's a Kele. It is a certain kind of a tool. It, you can do work with the needle. You can make it beget. You know, you can sew up a beget. So something that is a kele has the chshives that it has a shem kesef even with sportship. But that's only one washing the Rashba and all the other shenim achilik. But still, the Ravid is the Ravid doesn't take with the shittes Rashba. And the Ravid says that Shaki and Arif is Kesef, but Kesef Pachas Mishavut Puti is not Kesef, and Suder is a Pachas Mishavut. The answer is Kin and Arif is Kesef, but Suder is a special Zerzakos of Yisholaf Yishnal Levinos and Reil. And in Novi Rashi Lechadish Dovor, so Migilas Rus cannot have any new aloches, so Hilchas Igmirli, so it's Aloch L'Mishim Sinai. And Aloch L'Mishim Sinai declares that Kinyan Suda is Kene Mitam Kesef. Mimele, the Aloch of Pachas Mishavut Puti has no application. It's Kene Mitam Kesef, but it's a separate Kinyan. But according to the Rambam, it's not Mitam Kesef. So Reb Chaim says it in the Rambam. Anyway, I mentioned all that to point out that according to Rashi and according to the Rach, according to Rashi and according to the Rach, so even though we pasken like Rebbe, and that Kesef is Kene and Kesef is Kene is Mishacher Ligamre, not only the Kinyan Momein, but also the Kinyan Iser. Also the Kinyan Iser, but Kinyan Chlipen can be Mafkia the Kinyan Momein, and not even the Kinyan, but not the Kinyan Iser. Alibe the Reb Shimon that Kesef is not Kene, so then is not Shayach. But according to Rebbe, the Rach says that Kesef is Kene, so Kesef is Kene Ligamre. But Chlipen Kinyan Suder is only Mafkia the Kinyan Momein. So the Rach Shite and the Rashi Shite appears to be the same way. It partakes of the Lomdes of the Kseis. Otherwise, we have to understand it. Monefshach. According to Kseis Lomdes, we can understand. And from Tesis, it's also Mashma that way. He says, Mishin the Havle Kil Shomakne. Why? The tiny behavior for the coming Dushin, the Vitnani Nikli Bechlifen. But there the Braise mentions that Ligabe being Makne and Vitnani from one of them to the other, what does it do with Yitzhak Hills? What does it do with Yitzhak Hills? The answer is that insofar as the Kinyan Momein is concerned, so there is an analogy between being makne from one odin to the other and being meitzel echeos. Because what does yitzil echeos mean, shecho mean? He's makne devet to devet. So we see some rishenim who appear to agree with the lomdes of the tzeis. But on the other hand, the other rishenim who are chili kandarach, and who say that the Rambam, for example, the Rambam shiti is that Kinyan Suder is not effective at all, not even to be mafkia de kinyan mome. So he definitely disapproves of the lomdes of the ksais. So, and the ksais lomdes, so there seems to be machlokes l'shem. That's what I think. Now, next is this. Hosam shalaf kos gitel. Vim teima v'ferik mishemes. Boi l'neima avik n'kakoy dome. U'porach alein har v'shiakar kol shu l'yotzum v'ferim. וקומר לו רב גימי עושו מטלפו נשיאו יצרבת ואומר לרובל רב נחם הייתיימי ואומר לו אם יש מדעבק מטלפו לדומה ומטלפו להבישיאו יצרבת ומשנה רב אשה נעם משולף קוס קיטאו מס נמאס לו לרב נחמן לפירש טיימי יש מדעבק טלפו לדומה לסלי טיימי לב קוס קיטאו and here רב נחמן himself mentions the time of קוס קיטא ואם רב נתם דוס מוח הפירושי הנם משום דלאף קרוז גיטה הוא מסניר שככה יש רב נחם לרובה ולא עם משום דאבדק עם טלפל הוא שלהי שבכן רב נחם מילום ואשתה רב אשה דהוסום פירי לטיימה די פיריש הוכה טיימה דרב נחם נהב משלף קרוז גיטה הוא כמו ישו מפורשם now just up to the missionary אם יש על עבירה אם יסקיים בחיסמוף עירה כמו אילי מיר אחד ואומר רבי יחנן דברי הקל מיר פורס משניים וניר בני דחות he has no significance אבל הוא יהיו תרי סודן תרי ותרי ניר מה יכול לשם שענה סמיך ענה אלי יהיו דבר so in other words in the Eretz Yisrael if somebody delivers a get from the Eretz Yisrael so he doesn't have to say for nachta for nachta So as long as there is, it's not contested by any area, so it's fine. But if it's contested by whom? Contested by the Baal, then it has to be niskayim b'chesmo. What does Kiyum mean? Kiyum mean that Edim or have to testify before Bezin that the signatures of the purporting signators. So that's the genuine signature. That's the genuine signature. In other words, so Kiyum can take place in three ways. Either two Eidim come to Bezdin and they say they recognize the signature, let's say, of the purporting signators, let's say Ruven, Shimon, that's the signature of Ruven, that's the signature of Shimon, or the Bezdin themselves are familiar with Ruven's signature, Shimon's signature. So, one is if Edim testified there's a genuine signature, one is the Bezdin himself recognizes, or if another star is produced before this Bezdin, and on the other star there is a hempek which says that this is the signature of Ruven and Shimon, and then Bezdin compares the signatures of Ruven and Shimon in this star with the signatures of Ruven and Shimon in the other star, and they look the same. So there are three ways, but anyway, whenever Kiyum is done, so then Bezdin must write the hempek. And the star itself, the mesa flota avine, and it was niskay, it's nisasha. All right. So he, if a shliya delivers a get from out of soil, he doesn't have to say from nechta, and the woman is allowed to get married. But if the baal is married, contests it, then she cannot get married unless it's niskay in the chesed. Eloira de Ba, Nadarash, in Gesha Verily Paisley's kind of his mouth, or he the Masmi, the Shahos Mui, the Machirin Yachiru, Vishuving Bibsud, Nasusol, Valpkin Lishmo. Again, I mean, that's Rash's Derech, usual Derech. He will always mention the Shite of the Mandoma that we don't pass like. For example, here, the Machlaikis between. Rav and Rove. All right, there are some Rishenim who derive it, who passken, but all the other Rishenim passken like Rove. And here, Rashi, not only.
Where doesn't Rashi mention Dinyan Chasimus?
What?
As a form of Kiyom.
Yeah, all right. Rashi wants to emphasize that. The Rabbi Yechon lo yisper sheche, the Rabbi Yechon lo yisper sheche, the Baal Abar Riro of the Pesach. Now, Tesis, Smech Hane she Pesach Lachsume, Vileikme, so if you have three or three, can she get married? She cannot get married. Because then Vileikme Chaskash Yishish, Elu Iro de Baal, Vihoa Din Iro Dul Kuchas. שבו אישו ליטריף מהן קידם רינון בירושלם. But there is one big difference. It doesn't mean that the lekeach can be ma'arer and thereby prevent the isha from getting married, chas v'sholem. But kind of a baldover is the lekeach. The lekeach is only a baldover in regard to the treif ha'saksuve. So there is a baldover. Who can be ma'arer? A baldover. Somebody, so in regard to the, if let's say the Ishe wants to collect from the Likuches a certain sode that the, her husband possessed when he married her, so then he can be married, thereby prevent the Ishe from collecting, from taking away the sode. But he cannot prevent through the Iro the Isha from getting married because he's not Baldova. So Voadin Iro de Likuches, Shebo Isha Litrif Men Kedamrin and Bereshan. Now, there is, I'm not going to discuss it, but I just want to mention the, so, there is a very long Ramban on this Gemara, and a very long Rashba, and a very long Ritva, and there is a very, the Ran, so is the Ran on the leaves is very short, but the Chiddush Ran is quite long, and they all discuss the same thing, which Tesis discussed in the Beis Amid Aleph, and it's discussed in B'metzia, it's discussed in Ksuvis, long Tesis. Now, so there are the gist of all these Rishenim, the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Tvo, the Ran, and Teisves, is the gist of it consists of two Shittas. The Shittas Ori and the Shittas Teisves. All over. Shas, I mean in Gittin, in Ksuves, in Bo Metzia, in Bo Vakame, in Bo Basra, in many Misach. The Shitta of the Ri is that by any shtar, so the Allah is loitanim mizuif. Is loitanim mizuif. In other words, it suppose a malve is made see a shtar against the leve, and the shtar is not miskayim, and then the leve says it's mizuif, so the malve cannot collect unless he can produce a dikim. Otherwise, he cannot collect. Suppose the malve is made to ishtar against the leve when the leve is a leve for no. Let's say he went to the Nisayam, or against the Likuches, or against the Yisim, and the Yisim don't know themselves whether it's genuine or not, and how could they know? So then there is a machlekes between the Ri and the Yisim in such case. The Rishite is mentioned in Ksuvis. And the Rishite is that unless the Malve is explicitly paying that is Plizuyev, so Besdin takes it for granted it's not Plizuyev. Even though there is Aloche of Psach Picholile. Psach Picholile. What does Psach Picholile mean? That whenever that Besdin has to act like the advocate of the Nitva, of the Leve Shaloi Bifonov, or of the Lekeach. What does Ilam mean? Ilam doesn't mean he's mute, he can talk, but Ilam means someone who doesn't know the facts, he's not in a position to be taken. He doesn't know the facts. Yisemim, Yoshim, Likeach. How do they know? How do they know? So the halacha is that Bezdin is asked to fulfill the role of the advocate of the Ilim. Who is the Ilim? The Yisemim, the Nitzvah Shalibifonov, the Likeach. So all tainis that if the Malve, if the Leve had been around, would be able to be taken successfully, suppose the Shtar, Halvoya, would be presented against the Leve before, and the Leve would say it's Mizuyev. So then the Malve wouldn't be able to collect unless he produces a Dikium. So Mele, when he produces it against the Leve, when the Leve is in the Sayam, he produces it against the Yorshim. So, or against the Likuches, so Bezdin is staying Mizuyev. Even though they don't know, but they say, maybe it's Mizuyev. So Mele, it means that the Malve will not be able to collect unless he produces a Dikium. Because, that's what we should say. So the Rish says no. In regard to the time of Mizuyev, we don't apply the concept of Psach Picholile. Why not? Because he mentions a Raya from the Gemara in Borbaska Shtarkisa Yisrael Yisemin that in regard to a Taine de Lishriche, there is no aloha of Tanin, of Psach Picholile. Psach Picholile we apply only in regard to something that is very usual, very likely. But falsification, forgery, it's not a likely thing. So Mimele, there is no aloch of Psach Picholile. But if the Levi is around and he says it's Mizuyev, so then he's Nemo. But when he's not around, we don't say Psach Picholile. That's the Shite of the Levi. But he says, in Gittin Daveis, in Bomtzien, Bobokamin, Bobasra, in Suves, Yisraeli Kandari. Still, many Rishenim, the Rabban, the Rashbo, they mention the name of Teisves that it's that Loitanim.